Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio, and of course, it's the Education Watchdog segment of the Union Edge, the chief pit bull of education. In studio today with us, Butch Santacola. Butch, welcome back.
Thank you, Charles. And I see we have some real helpers with the dogs. Just you fed them. There's a couple new dogs there. We're glad we brought them along.
Sounds like they're driving down the road about 90 miles an hour.
Probably. Well, this afternoon, Charles, we're going to have a discussion with Mr. Matt Edgel, who's what we call Region Advocacy Coordinator. It's a RAC in Pennsylvania. We've had some of his colleagues on. We've had Marcus Schlegel on, Lucy Harlow, Zeke Wild, and Paul Szymanski. So let's start off. Matt, welcome to the Union Edge Education Watchdog.
Thank you, Butch. Thank you, Charles. Happy to be here.
We're glad to have you because you have a really unique, interesting set of experiences. For example, you spent time in Michigan, and you also spent time in the battle in Wisconsin.
I spent time in Michigan in the real rough period there with the election of Snyder in 2010. I spent time as a shared staff for the NEA in Wisconsin in 2011, also in Ohio, trying to defeat Senate Bill 5 that was going to gut, public employee unions. I've been very fortunate to have my share of fortunate and unfortunate, I guess.
And you're back in Pennsylvania because family.
Back in PA, yeah, I'm a Beaver County boy. I grew up in New Brighton, PA, and I'm glad to be back with my family.
Well, we're glad to have you here, Matt. You and I had an opportunity to work together for a couple of years, and your vast knowledge and experience were valuable to any PSEA members. But right now, there's just some absolutely unbelievable things going on in Harrisburg, about 200 miles from where you are, I really want to get into that. Where are we with the budget, with the pension and the tax on the public employee unions?
Well, wow, Butch, how much time do we have?
We have about half hour.
Yeah. The budget. There really is the governor and both branches of the legislature are talking, but there's not a lot of movement. It looks like what's going to happen is that the Republican legislature is going to bring a budget to the governor, create their own budget outside of the usual process of negotiating to the governor, and basically, force him to veto it because it's not going to contain items that our governor has proposed and wants.
Well, interesting part of that, Matt, if I recall correctly, is the issue of funding for the schools.
Yes, the governor wants to use a severance tax on the natural gas industry to restore funding to our public schools, where the Republicans, especially in the House, are bringing forth a measure that would restore that funding by basically privatizing, selling off the state liquor stores, selling off the licenses, and privatizing the stores themselves.
And everything that the Republicans, it just amazed. We had a discussion here. John Hurd is also with us in studio, a good friend of labor, a good friend of Education Watchdog and the Union Edge. And we were talking before this about, I wonder how many Republicans, the people that claim to be Republicans, understand that most of their proposals hurt them also, drastically.
That's an excellent question. Butch is more philosophical.
Yes, it is.
But it's why people act against their own self-interest never ceases to amaze me. I'm shocked. There's been a reference lately about the sale of the privatization of liquor stores in Pennsylvania would bring in $200 million. Well, what people don't realize is that those liquor stores generate $250 million a year in revenues. So basically, it's the age-old adage of killing the goose that lays the golden egg.
Matt, I got to tell you, there are people in this world that make a business of buying business off of stupid people. Okay. Seriously, there are entrepreneurs that go around and they find business owners that are just dumber than a box of rocks.
Yeah.
That don't know how to run a business. And then they buy that business off of them. They make the minor adjustments and they reap windfalls. You hit it on the head. The wine and spirit stores here in Pennsylvania are bringing in about $200, $250 million every year.
Quarter of a billion dollars a year to the state budget.
Right. And it's freebie money. That's all profit that the state gets.
Correct.
And there are people that are getting campaign contributions.
Yes.
Because there are other people that want to get that $250 million a year or $250 million every year for themselves.
And that's public good.
And
that's absolutely not.
And that's basically what happened with the charter schools and the private schools and everything else.
And if I could say more about that, you know, just about that part of the budget, liquor stores in Pennsylvania are a win, win, win.
Right.
Because we are such a large consumer as a state, you know, we buy product on the state level. My God, I sound like I work for the liquor board, but I don't. It's just it's good for labor, it's good for the citizens of Pennsylvania, and it's good for the state in general. It generates $250 million a year. It employs people in good, sustaining middle-class jobs with benefits.
That pay taxes,
very good. And also, you know, our liquor prices are competitive with other states.
Yes, they are. Matt, you know, that funding issue really has me concerned because I'm just holding out hope that the governor and his staff do not make a compromise that will damage the funding aspect of education. I happen to believe, you talked to some of the superintendents around, some of the people are trying to build budgets. The budgets are due June 30th, have to be adopted by June 30th. And the state's not going to have that worked out by June 30th. It's obvious.
I'm predicting that we're not going to have a budget until at least the end of July or early August.
Well, that hurts some of these school districts that have to adopt the budget prior to that.
Absolutely.
I think they are mandated by law to adopt that budget. If that's the case, the Republicans, by taking some of the positions they're taking in the legislature, are hurting the taxpayers and homeowners in their districts, their respective legislative districts.
Well, and here is here's another piece to that we talked about the House side of the budget, and they're pushing, you know, the privatization of liquor. On the Senate side, they're pushing pension reform.
Yes.
And as we know, pensions are an extremely important, you know, pensions are job security. They're bargained. They've been they've been part of the structure. It's one of the reasons that people go into specific professions, and it also keeps them off the public doles later in life.
Absolutely.
So they're not relying on public assistance.
Absolutely. And some of the
Medicare later on in life to take care of themselves when they've got a pension and usually some negotiated health care. And that's the Senate side, is to gut that part of the state.
Matt, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back and we will talk some more about this, okay?
Yep.
I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor Stock Radio.
It's about the work. Work we're proud of. Work that provides the energy that powers America. Work that means our communities are stronger, better, for our families, our neighbors, for everyone. Just like you, members of the United Mine Workers of America are on the job, every day, working hard. It's what we do, and it makes America a better place. The United Mine Workers of America, working families just like yours.
Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. At 7, I shower. Every day I wake up
at 5. For those caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community to help us better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 66, works with builders and contractors to build a better community. Local 66's tradesmen and women have received the specialty training needed to meet the complex challenges of any project, making them the most capable workforce in the region. From schools, highways, and pipeline projects to casinos and arenas, the operating engineers build any job, large or small. For over 100 years, Local 66 has provided superior service that our community can count on. They are your one-stop resource for qualified and productive operating engineers and heavy equipment mechanics. To learn more about the benefits of organized labor and more information about the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 66, go to www.iuoe66.org. That's www.iuoe66.org.
You know, I tell you what, those dogs just keep getting funkier and funkier as we go along.
Yeah, they are. They are, Charles. That's for sure.
Hello, welcome. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. And, of course, this is the Education Watchdog segment of the Union Edge and the Pit Bull of Education. We've got Butch Santacola. Butch, welcome back.
Thank you, Charles. And the dogs, we're just expanding our kennel there. That's great. Charles, we had a guest on the first part. He's with us again, Matt Edgell from the PSCA. Matt, before there's another topic I want to get into in the evaluation of teachers and evaluation performance, eliminating seniority. But I want to, would you explain to everybody what is a RAC, a Region Advocacy Coordinator?
A Region Advocacy Coordinator, which it's a fancy name for basically my job is as the communications point person for the media. That's part of it. Internal and external organizing for our members within our existing locals, and then also to increase membership outside our existing locals. And then the third part is political elections training, support for our issues, helping out our government relations and lobbyist wing of the PSEA.
And you will be building relationships with the other unions, and so your contact with the Union Edge is really, really important.
Absolutely. In its heart, PSEA is a union, we share. It's very important that we work together with our brothers and sisters right now more than ever.
Absolutely. You know, Matt, it seems to me that we've got a number of issues that are ongoing. You know, we've got people here in the state of Pennsylvania that are just really trying to mess with labor in totality. And what I'm seeing here with some of the suggestions that our Republican friends are coming up with, if we want to fund education, we have to sell off the wine and spirit stores, which impacts 5,000 union jobs.
Exactly.
In those stores. Now, why somebody would want to do that, create that internal turmoil, try and create that internal strife for labor, we can see. We understand it. We understand those people that think that voter ID is so Mitt Romney can win Pennsylvania, Terzai. Mm-hmm. And others, they think they're being slick, but we'll explain that and we'll explain it to the public. And when the public understands that, Mr. Terzai, you want to sell off the wine and spirit stores for $200 million to campaign contributors of somebody or another, it's bringing in $250 million a year, and next year it's going to bring in more if they are allowed to expand as the professionals within the wine and spirit stores recommend.
Right.
This has nothing to do with trying to do the right thing. This is political brinksmanship. It's partisan. It is inappropriate. It has no place in Pennsylvania. And quite frankly, anybody who's moving forward with this kind of thing ought to be ashamed of themselves. And quite frankly, I could probably find a Republican to primary them.
Okay. Or even worse, you find a Republican that turns Democrat to primary the incumbent Democrat to siphon off a few of their election re-election funds, which has been another major tactic.
Okay, Matt, I'd like to move into a different direction right now regarding, I think people need to know what's going on as far as the furlough issue. Prior to this year, prior to what's being proposed, furloughs would be done based on seniority.
Yes.
Now it's changed. Would you want to bring us up to date on that?
Under the school code as it stands now, furloughs, et cetera, are done by seniority. There was a bill that just came out of the House, passed out of the House, called House Bill 805, which would make seniorities, or would make furloughs, terminations, et cetera, based almost solely on evaluations.
And that could, those evaluations could be subjective.
Butch, I mean, how many? I will say that a overwhelming majority of your audience has it, who's ever faced an evaluation. Have found them in some way to be subjective more than objective.
Matt, when I first came into teaching, that's the way – I mean, there were people that – my first job of representing a teacher that was being – I was hired as part-time, and those are in the days before we used the multitude of attorneys that are used today, was being – because of a personality conflict. And
yes.
That's just that's what we're leading back to. You're not going to – no one's going to convince me that this will not revert back to where we were before. What people don't understand is that people that are remain in – teachers that remain in the profession because they have been evaluated.
Exactly.
And what they're proposing for teachers is far different than what they would themselves live under. Because
yeah,
I wanna,
you have to be evaluated. You're in the current system
right. –
You are evaluated 6 times before you gain tenure,
and then after that, you're yearly at least.
Yes.
So if you're not performing well, it will show up.
Yeah, at least 6 times you are evaluated before you can gain tenure.
Right.
Matt,
now,
Matt, let me ask. I've got 2 questions for you. Do the schools and the school districts and the school management do the hiring, or does the union? Does the school district and the management do the selection?
The school districts do the hiring, but for those of us that have been involved in the union for any length of time, we know oftentimes the employer like the unions to do their dirty work for them. And in this case, you know, that's another example of what they're trying to do. You know, I know a lot of districts, not every district, but I know a lot of administrators and districts cry, oh, it's so hard, it's so impossible to fire a teacher. That is patently categorically not true.
And the reason you don't have a track record, there's no track record on that, because most of those people will resign in the
process.
Exactly,
or they're counseled out of the profession.
Absolutely.
Right. Here's the next question I got for you, Matt. God forbid I have a heart attack and I go to Allegheny General Hospital because it's a unionized hospital. Do I want that brand new doctor that just came out of medical school that hasn't finished his internship or her internship yet? Or do I want that seasoned thoracic surgeon that's got 30 years on the job?
Well, there's an irony there, Charles, because, you know, the legislators that seem to be the most interested in this, I mean, let's go back and ask them if experience is important.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In the legislature.
Because they don't live under the same rules.
No, especially if that doctor, you know, is well-liked for reasons other than their abilities, which we know happens. Everybody out there listening who has, you know, who's been in a job or profession knows that that's true. And what is more equal? What is more objective and equalizing than seniority?
Absolutely.
There's no more objective measure of what, you know, how people should maintain or retain their employment. Now, granted, you're going to have, you know, a certain percentage of your workforce is always going to be substandard. But there's 2 points I have about that. The first point is, what's the purpose of an evaluation? Is it to fire people? No. Firing people is extremely expensive. The purpose of an evaluation is to improve performance.
Okay,
right,
Matt. It just amazes me that this is flying by. There's another part that the Republicans are proposing about collective bargaining and the secrecy of collective bargaining and what's to happen. That the proposals have to be approved by this, posted. They have to be up. It takes away all the ability to bargain item by item, or however you want it, however it's done by district, and that's a scary venture for collective bargaining in the public sector.
Yeah, and that just came out yesterday.
Yes,
it came out of the House that the clarity laws, or just kind of put a sunshine law on bargaining.
Well, you know what's really interesting, Matt. I said this just a couple minutes ago. I'll say it again for this one. The legislature doesn't do this. These guys don't live under the same rules. They're not transparent at all. They do everything in secret, and that's what they're blasting the school
districts. You know,
Matt,
here's the deal. Here's what we got to do. We got to get a bill introduced to the legislature here in Pennsylvania We want all conversations duly recorded and noted that our elected officials have with all their campaign contributors. We want all conversations recorded, so we know exactly what's going on between our state legislators and their campaign contributors. Do you think we'll get that put through?
No, definitely not. that would destroy the lifeblood of the way a lot of these folks make their living, and it's not legislated.
The sad part about this is there are a lot of good, solid legislators. Our attacks on these Republicans really end up hurting them also.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's the dilemma that we're in. But I at this point, Matt, I don't know whether you agree or disagree, but I think it's a question of survival for the public sector unions, PSCA, AFT, SEIU,
AFSCME.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
I think it's a question of survival because if these things do – and they're not going to stop. These attacks are going to continue and continue and continue, and members – have to get out of their houses, out of their classrooms, out of their jobs, out of their buses, out of everything, go out and understand that if the legislature, the Republican-controlled legislators, are successful, they don't have a future.
Butch, let me just give you a little piece of data that will back up what you just said. In 2008, four of the top contributors in national elections, House, Senate,
right,
and presidential
right.
elections, four of the top 10 were labor unions, were national labor unions. And, the public unions that you talked about, AFSCME, SEIU, NEA, and I can't remember the fourth.
AFT,
thank you. In the 2012 election, we're talking, only 4 years later, there were none in the top 15.
That's mm-hmm. correct.
The legislation that's come out of at the state level that's come out that has taken away public sector jobs, which, as you know, is much more representative of the demographics of what the United States actually looks like now, have been gutted.
Yes, they have.
And
what amazes me, Matt, are these guys continually get reelected. Where is everybody? What's going on?
Well, the pendulum will swing.
Hopefully,
I think there is redemption here. The pendulum will swing. There has been an overreach. I think we're going to see that. That the pendulum will swing back, and people will realize that we are sort of the gatekeeper. We're the floodgate, the bulwark to legislation that has continually reduced or stagnated, a living wage in this country.
Matt. We got to take we're going to heartbreak. Just want to remind everybody that there's 185,000 PSEA families in the state of Pennsylvania. That's a lot of votes.
And join as a VIP member.
Yeah, well, we'll talk more about that. But here, in the meantime, Matt, how do we find out more about PSEA?
Well, there's the website, www.pseA.org. Where you can go online. We have a program for our non-educator but supportive public called Partners in Public Education PPE, which you can get through the state website, which again is www.pseA.org.
And Matt, with that, we're going. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.
The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio, reminds you to register to vote, educate yourself on the issues, be part of the process.